Let's take a moment now to remember the man who made this sound when he strapped on a guitar. That fast fingerwork belonged to Alvin Lee, heard there at Woodstock in 1969. The British guitar player has died. His family says he suffered complications from a routine operation in Spain.
Alvin Lee was born in Nottingham, England. Like a generation of future British music stars, he grew up on American music, listening to jazz and blues in his parents' collection.
He made a name for himself in a band called 10 Years After, where he became known for his work on a cherry red Gibson guitar. Alvin Lee got his start in the years when radio disc jockeys could make a new artist.
His band's first album caught the ear of DJs in San Francisco, and a radio listener, the promoter, Bill Graham, was impressed enough to sign the group. 10 years after, went on to record this hit, I'd Love to Change the World.
Tax the rich, feed the poor, tell
I'd Love to Change the World made money for the band, yet they never played it in concert. In arenas with his fans, Alvin Lee preferred to play the blues and rock on which he'd made his name. Before his death yesterday at age 68, he would work with some of the giants of his craft, playing sessions with Bo Diddley and Elvis guitarist Scotty Moore, artists who would have had a place among the records Alvin Lee heard growing up. It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne.
Population keeps on bleeding, nation bleeding, still more.